maybe we start off by you saying why you're here today.
Okay, initial contextual reason is that a student was arrested during a peaceful protest on campus against the wall in the West Bank, like Israeli occupation of Palestine, generally. So that's like the initial reason. My personal reasons, like, which might not speak for, well, which I know for a fact don't speak for everyone. My personal reasons are that, like, generally I feel there's been a huge curtailment of civil liberties around the world. Like most noticeably perhaps since 9/11 and then in this country 7/7, like various terror laws being passed, peaceful protesters, like climate camp protesters, like various different types of people being like harassed and arrested by police. And I feel that like when the police start to arrest people during protest, it's a form of political repression. That might sound a bit like far-fetched. But I think that, you know, if you start to arrest people at protest, other people who might have protested will think, like, maybe I shouldn't protest, maybe it's against the law, maybe I'll get in trouble. And genuinely, there's a fear of police because, you know, they are the armed, you know, law or whatever. So that's my, like, more general reason.
Okay. What has the university stance been so far?
Well, the university authorities have obviously always sided with security and the police, stifling the protest. They've used strange, like, not strange, but they've illegitimately employed health and safety regulations in order to stifle the protests where it wasn't relevant at all. Perhaps more upsettingly, considering the historical role of unions, student union have also sided with the authorities. And I think that's why, like, so many people have turned up, because they've just realised, like, the union isn't representing them, university authorities aren't representing them, and so, like, it's up to them to just, like, take to the streets and, like, speak to themselves.
So what are you hoping to achieve today?
People always say that, like, whenever you're on a protest, people always say that, yeah. And, like, for me, there's very different things. It's about, like, raising awareness, creating a space in which people can express themselves, all these different things. But also, like, what we've always got to remember is that, like, whenever there's a protest, it's noted, it goes down in history. It might sound like sort of, I'm using a hyperbole, but it always goes down in history as, like, you know, at this particular point, so many people felt so strongly about this, they all to the streets or whatever, or to the campus roads, and they protested about it. So that's, like, the important thing to me, just getting the message out there.
Here obviously to give my support, because I think it's an important issue, and I really think it's one of those issues where you can't afford not to express your position, and it's apathy really that we're trying to oppose here. I'm also here on behalf of the magazine I work for, which is the Peace Movement magazine, Ceasefire, and I'm trying to write a feature on this. So it's both, you know, for personal and, in a way, professional kind of reasons.
Okay. How do you feel that the civil liberties situation, to call it, to give it a name, here at the university fits into the wider context of civil liberties being removed in this country?
I think it's the most, put it this way, if people cannot express their civil liberties at university, then they can't do it anywhere else, because it's supposed to be the place where you have the maximum freedom and the maximum room for debate, for expressing opinion, and for essentially defending your right to free speech. And if the university, which is supposed to be a sacred site for sharing knowledge, for expressing your views, this becomes a place where people have to be careful about what to say and what not to say, then we're in big trouble. And in the big context, I think it's very, very linked. I think it's the most important front when fighting for free speech, to make sure universities stay a place where people can freely express their opinions without worrying about being, you know, pressured or persecuted or anything like that.
The PALSOF decided to erect a wall to represent the security barrier in Israel. Security of Nottingham's response was rather far-fetched. Was it not, people? After 10 minutes, the police were called onto the scene. An arrest of an innocent student was made for merely questioning.
Who was that person?
That arrested student was none other than myself, unfortunately. Questioning on campus of issues that are emotional and slightly, yes, abstract has become taboo on this university campus. And a university campus is a place where people like us guys should be exchanging ideas. It's about free speech. It's about getting across what you genuinely believe in and about people understanding where you come from. So let's make some noise for those people suffering in the world, not only in the world, but at this university. So let me hear a roar! Yeah!
and decrease importers' share for breakfast in Hall 5. £300. Whilst the petition was disallowed, do you think that's fair? Yeah.
So maybe I can start off by asking you why you're here today.
I was told that there was a freedom of speech rally, and I went to China in the summer and I saw the lack of freedom of speech that people in China had. I'm also aware of the lack of freedom of speech people have in Lebanon, Syria, Saudi Arabia, and of course Zimbabwe most famously. So I came here in support of freedom of speech. I'm actually very disappointed it's been hijacked into a Free Palestine rally, because I came here with lots of posters for freedom of speech.
Okay. Of course, there is the link with the student who was arrested.
Oh yeah, that was...
It was from Palestinian Society. I mean, what are your thoughts on the university's approach to dealing with protests in that way?
I'm actually not too aware exactly how it happened. I know the person who was arrested. And I believe everyone has a right to free speech. We're very lucky in this country right now that we are having a free speech rally, because people in Zimbabwe right now could not be having a rally like this. And that is what I believe we should be focusing on. That is what I thought this rally was focusing on.
Okay, can I just ask you why you particularly focus on Zimbabwe?
Because we all know the atrocities that are going on there. There's 1,000% inflation and all the other problems in Mugabe arresting political opponents. We're very lucky in this country that David Cameron doesn't get arrested every time he complains.
Right, okay. And what are you hoping to, you know, how would you like to see this kind of freedom of speech movement going from here?
I would really like there to be more freedom of speech rallies, where we actually demand free speech in countries where there isn't free speech, which is actually, unfortunately, many countries around the world.
You talk about other countries around the world, but many people commented on how the civil liberty situation in this country is deteriorating with increased pressure, anti-terror laws and so on. What are your thoughts on that?
To be honest, I'm not too... I know about it, but not enough to really comment on it.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so why are you here today? What's it all about?
Well, it's all about freedom of speech, fulfilling our rights. We all have that right. That's basically why we're here. You heard the story about my friend who was arrested.
It feels like
the
a lot of people talked about how the situation in the whole country is coming.
That's right. It's getting worse and worse. More tension being fueled because of people don't really have the right of a freedom of speech. And, you know, I was today just one person. Actually, I didn't know about this event. I was on the side, and this really has made me aware, and hopefully has made many people aware of the situation, and, you know, that we all have the right to a freedom of speech, my friend.
Basically, we're here today kind of to highlight recent university encroachments on freedom of speech, and to really highlight to the university authorities that they cannot consider their authority as superior to human rights and international law. And that's really kind of the main thing that we're highlighting.
Okay, and there are a series of events, aren't there, that have kind of sparked the process that is culminating in this demonstration. Could you maybe briefly describe what those events are?
Sure, I think really the main event and catalyst for all of this was a protest organised by the Palestinian Society, which was effectively aborted by the university and with police involvement, resulting in the arrest of one student simply because they did not have proper permission to protest. And a lot of people are very upset about this because the protest was completely peaceful, they were doing nothing wrong, and in our view, they should not have been censored on that day. So I think that's certainly the main event. There have been a couple of other events as well, issues with students being persecuted for creating petitions and campaigning for better quality in the services and courts. So all of this is particularly in the current political climate of limiting and degrading and just generally the Blair government assault on civil liberties. And this is all accumulated in lines.
Okay. And what are you hoping to achieve today by participating in this demonstration, and you know, what do you hope this campaign will ultimately achieve?
I think really this is to highlight to the university that students do take this issue seriously, and that we're not prepared to stand by and let people get away with this kind of encroachments upon the basic human rights.
Yeah, we got some
I think that's really important, just to, that shows solidarity with what has happened, and to make this clear that this is important and people are serious about this.